Well, we go back to February and we look into the crystal ball. This is where we expected Vanderbilt to be, making a run for yet another national title.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I remember Vanderbilt baseball media day, going inside the baseball facility and sitting there with Tim Corbin, and you know, the common theme was just the seniority of that ball club. It's uncommon for a program like Vanderbilt to have so many seniors and so many upperclassmen, because the players are usually so good they bolt for the MLB draft, and of course none of us blame them there. But you know, they had a lot of guys come back, like your Patrick Rabies and your Ethan Pauls of the world, and that's really paid dividends. And you know, Tim Corbin has said, you know, all season long, he's kind of felt like this team has kind of coached themselves and led themselves, and they really had a chance to be something special when he went back in December, and all the grades were pretty good, and there weren't any off-the-field issues. Now, did we know they would win 55, 56, 57 games? I don't know about that, but I think everybody, you know, inside the program as well as outside the program thought, hey, you know, this team definitely has the makeup, definitely has what it takes to make that run to Omaha once again.
You know, pick the sport. If you pick the NFL, the New England Patriots, where do they expect to be at the end of the year? They expect to be playing in a Super Bowl, right? And you could say, and down in Tuscaloosa, the Alabama football team expects to be one of the four college football playoff teams. Sometimes when you have goals like that, it's great to have it. But at the same time, if you lose concentration on the day-to-day things that will get you there, you can just forget about the ultimate goals at the end of this journey. And I was, you know, visiting with the Vanderbilt players, you know, and I actually talked to Stephen Scott about that, who's a senior and a part of the reason why Vanderbilt's in this position. And you know, he talked about that, how, you know, it'd be easy to get distracted with the ultimate goals. Everybody's quite aware of it. They understand that. But at the same time, they also pay attention to what Tim Corbin and that staff, what they talk about, and that's why they don't lose focus, and that's why this year's team has been so consistent. Only twice this year this team has lost back-to-back games, and it hasn't happened since the first weekend of April.
I'll tell you what, I'm envious. I don't know how they do that. There's no way I'd be able to do that. Sit there and look at my team, and you know, we're 30 and whatever, or we're 40 and whatever. We just won our 55th. No other team in history has done that. I'd be thinking about Omaha all the time. And you're right. I mean, every week you go up there to campus and we talk to the players, or you know, when they beat, you know, say Belmont over at First Tennessee Park, and you talk to the guys afterwards. The mantra really never changed. It was always, you know, on to tomorrow. We got to get better. We got to keep, you know, working toward that common goal, which, like you said, they knew in the back of their mind was Omaha. But they never got ahead of themselves, you know, in the regional, and the super regional was never, we're only one win away, or we're only, you know, X away or Y away. It was just focusing on the moment, walking that company line, you know, repeating what their head coach says so often and says so well. And like you said, that goes back to the seniority, because, you know, younger guys probably really don't buy into that theme or those mantras or those words. But the older guys knew what it takes to get there. They had seen the teammates that had come before them do it. And I think they helped the younger guys along to do it that way. And you're right. It's been impressive to see them just kind of, I hate to say boring, but honestly, they in their quotes and their post-game comments, it's just a lot of the same. Like, all right, today is over. We've got to go on to tomorrow and try to get better.
And think about this too, especially the third-year and fourth-year players. The fact that if you're a senior, you're also wrapping up classes to get your degree. And then the early part of June, while you're thinking about the NCAA tournament, you're also having things happen to you that impacts your life moving forward after your Vanderbilt playing days are over, and that is getting drafted. But you still have to focus on winning and realizing that everybody that takes the diamond against you, they understand what you've accomplished, and the fact that, you know, like this year's team, the fourth time in 9 years, Vanderbilt has made it to the College World Series. Every year we're talking about Vanderbilt in the NCAA tournament, and we're also talking about super regionals as well. And just being able to deal with all of these distractions, and yet it doesn't impact them on the diamond.
There's so many X factors, and we're not going to, you know, try to give, you know, Vanderbilt any sort of sympathy or pass here, but, you know, there's a lot of things they've had to deal with. I mean, look at Tyler Brown had to leave in the middle of the season. His young daughter had to have a second heart surgery, and he was not with the team for about a week and a half. The MLB draft, I mean, yeah, every program deals with that, but I mean, you're J.J. Bleday. You're picked fourth overall. I mean, why would it not creep in your head to say, oh, man, I don't want to leg out this grounder to short. I don't want anything to happen to me and, you know, risk a multi-million dollar signing bonus. Then you talked about, you know, being preseason number one and basically being ranked in the top three all year long. Everybody is coming for you every single night. You might want to take that night off against Indiana State in the midweek. You might want to maybe not bring it against Tennessee Tech or a weekend series against an SEC team that's kind of in the bottom of the standings. But they've done it all year long. Just remain focused, remain poised, saw that carrot at the end of the string and just kept going for it no matter what came their way. And again, it's impressive. It goes back to that senior leadership and it goes back to the man at the helm of the ship. To watch them do it with kind of everything that's been thrown their way, that's what makes champions, right? The teams that are able to kind of handle the extracurriculars off the field as well as everything that's thrown at them on the field.
Chad Bishop joining us again. I mean, go back to J.J. Bleday. You just mentioned him earlier this month, fourth overall pick in the first round. He is now the new Lee Majors. I mean, a $6 million man. I mean, if I just told you you're now going to be $6 million richer, oh, and by the way, get back down to earth because you still have games to play right now for Vanderbilt. I mean, it's easier said than done with all these distractions, yet all these guys buy into it. They all talk about brotherhood. They all talk about playing for each other. And they all pull for each other's success. And that's why this team is in this position.
Look at college football when guys know they're going to be drafted. Nowadays, they're sitting out college bowl games. They're not, you know, practicing with their team. They're dropping out of school. You know, these Vanderbilt guys, there's a ton of them. 13 of them were drafted, and I don't think any single one of them ever had a single thought that, you know what, I might just shut it down. I might just move on. Vanderbilt's been great. I'm going to go to the next level. I mean, you know, J.J. Bleday, after the draft, let's be honest, he went through a tiny bit of a slump there, and he is, you know, completely rebounded, completely refocused, and carrying this team into Omaha and then to win. So to see that, I think, speaks of his character, which no one ever questioned anyway. I mean, the kid is kind of an amazing young man off the field as well as he is on it. So that's been fun to watch, that these guys who have all been drafted have kept on going, kept on pushing, kept on trying to win that national championship for themselves and for their teammates and for their school.
Well, I mean, a good example, Austin Martin did not have the best of SEC tournament action. He was batted three. He was 3 for 16. And how did he respond? He hit a couple of home runs in the Super Regional against Duke. And now he's got, what, 4 home runs now in his NCAA tournament games to this point. And so the bottom line, this team is so deep that they don't rely on just one or two of these superstars. You know, if one person or another not, you know, helping the squad, somebody else rallies. And like a Julian Infante, he'd been outstanding as far as defensively. All of a sudden, just when Vanderbilt needed his bat, he came to play, came to perform in the regional to start the year.
You know, I'm glad you brought all that up. You know, I don't know if Tim Corbin would say it now. It may take him through the summer, but it's got to be one of, if not the deepest lineups he's ever had. You know, Austin Martin, you know, carries the team in that first game of the College World Series. J.J. Bleday did it all season long. Look what Stephen Scott did with his 2 home runs. Julian Infante, the national regional MVP, hitting 9th. Another senior that could have said, you know what, it's been enough here at Vanderbilt after 3 years. I'm not going to come back. I'm going to go ahead and move on. All throughout the lineup, I mean, Philip Clark has had his moments. Pat DeMarco, I mean, Harrison Ray, they can bring guys off the bench who can step up and steal a base or have a big timely pinch hit. It is wild to see that it's not, okay, the top half of the lineup is really good, and then you take a breather. No, I mean, every single guy in that lineup can get it done, whether it's the long ball, whether it's the speed, whether it's gap to gap. It's tough, and that's why you've seen them kind of run roughshod throughout the entire country and through the College World Series, and there's been a very few nights where an opposing pitcher has been able to shut them down or quiet those bats.
You know, earlier this week, an emotional story with Florida State, Mike Martin, after 40 years, you know, retiring as the head coach for the Florida State Seminoles. 17 appearances to the College World Series, some close calls, but still no national championships. How about the fact that Vanderbilt, one win away, we're talking about 3 appearances in the College World Series finals in the last 6 years. 1 national title, 1 runner-up, and this year to be determined depending on what happens between Vanderbilt and Louisville.
It just goes to show you how difficult it is. We talked about it a few weeks ago. I mean, it's not, you know, the same as March Madness in college basketball, but there are some comparisons because all it takes is one hot pitcher, one hot team. You look at Michigan, what they did going to Corvallis and going to Los Angeles, and now they're in the College World Series finals, a team no one thought would happen. And so you take a Vanderbilt program as good as they've been, it's hard to get there. It's hard to get back. I mean, you got to win that regional, which is usually four very, very good teams. Then you got a super regional, which could be home or away, and that's going to be a College World Series caliber team. And then you got to go win a bunch out in Omaha in a foreign ballpark against some outstanding pitchers. It's just hard to do. And for Vanderbilt to be in the position they're in, to have won it in 14, got to the finals in 15, and now on the cusp of maybe winning another here in 19, I mean, it is a remarkable thing. I think, you know, folks need to take a step back. No matter what happens tonight or next week or for here on out, just kind of appreciate the rise of Vanderbilt baseball and what they've been able to do, because there's a lot of programs in the country that would give anything to be in Vanderbilt's position.